Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we dive deeper into what happened in the 2020 election, rigged with David Bossie. And where were Republicans? Where are Republicans? Why are we putting up with this? Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast by hitting the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner. You can always email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com, or support our show at charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com at Turning Point USA. We play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. tpusa.com, Turning Point USA. You can start a high school chapter, start a college chapter. Get involved today, tpusa.com. Come to our Young Women's Leadership Summit, tpusa.com/YWLS, chaired by Alex Clark. Allie Stuckey will be there, Candace Owens, and many more. tpusa.com/YWLS. And come to our Student Action Summit in late July, tpusa.com/SAS. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. The deeper we dive into the 2020 election, I think it really stuns most voters. I think most voters think that our elections were, I think they did think our elections were secure. But a lot of this hinges on this garbage of this mass mail-in voting. In most states now, it is, I shouldn't say most states, but some of those populous states like California or Colorado. Colorado is a great example of how a beautiful state has become a far left-wing dystopia. They go from voting in person at a local polling place to everybody getting a ballot. And once everyone gets a ballot, you lose custody, you lose control, and it empowers criminals to break the law. And this is something I never understand about people that don't want to talk about voter fraud. So we believe that people are willing to burn Wendy's because they just feel like it, loot stores, murder, rape, all these sorts of different things. And yet when it comes to elections, people behave perfectly fine when the entire country and the society is at risk. Now, some of the critiques, and we don't get this very often, I have to say. I don't think this is common. So you got to move on. I want to move on, trust me. But there were crimes committed, and these people have not been held accountable. And just now, because of the amount of data, the petabytes of data that have been combed through, just now are we getting a complete picture of actually what happened in the 2020 election. And the question is, are you a being that cares about justice? If you don't care about justice, well, then you're in the wrong country. If you don't care about fixing problems, you're also in the wrong country. We need to identify what the problems are and fix them. It's very simple. But we're still discovering what some of these problems are and how interconnected those problems are. Politico.com says that more and more Republicans want to move on from this topic. Trump's fixation on the past puts his political future in limbo. I'm not going to comment on whether Trump is focusing too much on the 2020 election. Some people say he is. I will say this. I will say that when you come across the data that is on our podcast right now, by the way, with Kathleen Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips, and you listen to that entire podcast, when you watch the movie with Dinesh D'Souza, 2,000 Mules, when you watch Dave Bossie's movie, which we're going to talk about here in a couple segments, Rigged, it'll take your breath away. And do you know that most of these things haven't been fixed? You know, drop boxes are still present in a lot of these states. Mass mail-in voting will happen again. So in some sense, we did identify the problem, but legislatures didn't do anything to fix it in a lot of states. And if we're not serious about fixing our problems, well, then we're just going to repeat them again. You see, the problem with mass mail-in voting is it empowers criminal networks of people to scoop up ballots and launder them through. Now, I'm going to really challenge Connor and Andrew, but I think this is important in the coming days or weeks. I hate to do the I told you so thing, but when we were going live talking about the 2020 election in early November, We were talking about ballot laundering from the very beginning. We knew it in our gut that something suspicious, something illegal was happening. We could prove it through the county distributions. We could prove it, but we couldn't yet prove it through yet the physical and material evidence. There are a couple stories I want to touch on with this, but I do want to ask the question, what form of government are we living under? Ideally, it's a constitutional republic. That's what a constitution is. Principles that are unchanging. Checks and balances, separation of powers, consent of the governed. Three of the most important things that a human being can demand from their government. But we're living less and less in a constitutional republic and more like we're living in an oligarchy. An oligarchy is the rule of the few over the many. We believe in the rule of the many over the few. Now, a democracy is different than a republic, but a democracy does have the stated goal of trying to have the many rule the few. The problem is the way it goes about doing it, which ends up being actually the few ruling the many, because democracy is not sustainable. It isn't. Republics can be sustainable. Democracies always fall apart. Why? People vote themselves more stuff all the time. People vote themselves more stuff, and they also then vote to take the rights away of the minority, and then eventually the entire society or civilization collapses. Constitutional republic is sustainable. We live more and more in an oligarchy, though. Now, what's so funny is that we've always been lectured by the people in charge that, especially on the left, Koch brothers or Sheldon Adelson when he was still alive, or all these people, they're corrupting our democracy. Here's a question for you. Who made the largest ever contribution to an election in American history? Who made the largest contribution ever to an election in American history? Was it Adelson? Was it the Koch brothers? Was it Fox News? No. It was Mark Zuckerberg. And in fact, not only did the media not cover it, they gleefully accepted Cut 100 in the movie Rigged, which we're going to have David Bossie walk us through. Ted Cruz talks about this. Play Cut 100.
Mark Zuckerberg and his wife spent $400 million in what amounted to a gigantic Democratic voter turnout effort. And to put that in perspective, $400 million is the most money any individual has ever spent to win a presidential campaign in the history of our country. It is massive, it was focused, it was targeted, and unfortunately, it was ruthlessly effective.
To put Zuckerberg's $400 million investment into the proper context, consider this. Expenditures by the Democrat National Committee for the entire two-year 2020 election cycle totaled $461 million.
That is the largest contribution to an election in the history of our country. Yet most people don't even talk about it. They don't even know about it. Now, where was that money spent? On political advertisements? Where was that money spent? No, it was spent on the infrastructure. It was spent on actually allowing people to count the ballots. This was illegal, by the way, in most states, yet Republicans did nothing. Yet most people did, Republicans did nothing at all. They just allowed the Zuckerberg money to come in, and they established these things called drop boxes. You might have saw them in your local city or town, where all of a sudden there were kind of local places where you could go and drop off your mail-in ballots. So you have to understand, COVID happened. We overreacted to it. Fauci was a player in this. Fauci raised the hysteria level, locking people down, getting them scared. Therefore, we must send in one of our ballot, because you could go march for George Floyd. You can go burn down a McDonald's, but you can't go vote in person. So we go send everyone a ballot. Georgia went from 248,000 to 1.2 million mail-in ballots. Brian Kemp, who's a feckless coward, said, oh, no, the mail-in ballot thing's going to be fine. But when all of a sudden you go from 248,000 mail-in ballots in 2018 to 1.2 million, you expand the amount of mail-in ballots, and then Zuckerberg comes in and pays for the drop boxes to be on every single corner. What do? You basically have subsidized the ability for bad people to be able to scoop up those ballots and have a feeding frenzy. Go get the ballots, drop them into the drop boxes. Now, until Katherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips came along, we were not able to prove this. This was all speculative. But now we have video after video after video after video of people coming with piles of ballots illegally, breaking the law, engaging in felonies, felony after felony after felony after felony, dropping off piles of ballots in the key battleground states. Thanks to cell phone geolocated technology, we now see, whoa, they were going from Zuckerbox to Zuckerbox to Zuckerbox to Zuckerbox. And still to this day, and you'll hear this in the episode we have on our podcast, most Republican AGs have done nothing. They don't want any part of it. Arizona is an exception. We're starting to see Brnovich move in that direction. Georgia's a disaster. Almost every day we hear about another major corporation that has gone woke. Disney hates you, and everyone should cancel Disney. They hate families. Disney made tons of money off of being family-friendly and family-safe. Now it's time to divest from Disney. So a lot of companies like T-Mobile that's firing all their unvaccinated employees. They're tormenting their employees with leftist propaganda and funding organizations who seem to hate this country. And so I was on a mission. I was seeing how much I was spending on my cell phone bill, how much Turning Point USA was spending on our cell phone bill. I said, I'm so sick and tired of giving these anti-American cell phone companies my hard-earned money and our amazing donor money at Turning Point USA. So I told my team, I said, well, go find the cell phone company that shares our values. And I remember I met this guy, Glenn. We'd run into each other a couple times, and he was super enthusiastic, always wore this like red polo, said Patriot Mobile on it. And I saw him again at an event. I said, okay, now you really got to sit down. Like, let's plan some time together and talk about this. So we had this meal in Dallas. This was back in November, and he laid it all out. And I got it. I was like, wow, okay. So you're a conservative Christian cell phone provider, and I don't have to pay all these woke companies. And it just like clicked in a minute. I said, let's partner together. Let's have you on the show. Let's do some things. And that's how it all started. So Patriot Mobile, they have plans to fit every budget. And their U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations fighting for religious liberty, constitutional rights, and the sanctity of life. So make the switch today. I know the whole management team behind Patriot Mobile, Glenn, all of them, they support Turning Point USA. They support us beautifully. So you go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. People ask all the time, Charlie, what do I do? What do I do? Well, a good way to start is, you know, make your cell phone bill, whatever. It's if you see it on your cell phone statement, you get your cell phone statement. You might as well just say, oh, that money's going to the DNC or that money's going to Christian conservative organizations or a company like Patriot Mobile. So you get a free activation with the offer code Charlie. They also have special discounts for veterans and first responder heroes. It's patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Or call 972-PATRIOT. Join me and the Charlie Kirk Show in our change to Patriot Mobile and forgetting all these woke, awful, terrible cell phone companies. Portions of this program, the Charlie Kirk Show, are brought to you in part by Patriot Mobile. It's patriotmobile.com/Charlie, patriotmobile.com/Charlie. So here's kind of one of the way it works, and Dinesh came on our show and talked about this. Your phone is emitting a ping every 3 to 5 seconds, whether you know it or not. There's over 300,000 apps in the App Store that do this. Now, when it lets off a ping, it goes into a database that actually saves where you were, when you were there, and how high up you were there. So whether you know it or not, you're always being tracked. The New York Times did an article a couple of years ago called The United States of Surveillance, where they were even able to track the president of the United States because of the other pings around him, where he was and where he was going from the staffers. This is all public access. It's public access if you know how to get it. There's a couple brokers that you could go through to buy pings. This is usually used for advertising. Law enforcement is starting to get into gear. Now, mind you, if law enforcement was serious, for example, in Chicago, if they really wanted to solve all these murders, they could. They just don't want to. They don't. They could go get the cell phone ping technology. For example, in Chicago so far this year, 128 shot and killed, 543 shot and wounded, 671 total shot last year. Just this week, 8 shot and killed, 22 shot and wounded, 30 shot, 9 homicides. Almost all of them could be solved. We could solve almost every single homicide using cell phone ping technology. Not everyone, but you could say, oh, who was there, who wasn't there, where'd they go afterwards, pattern of life, they came by, they stopped the car, they shot at the 4-year-old, they drove away. You could solve these murders. It's just a matter of the will. And many law enforcement, they don't want to do it. They just don't. Now, if someone important gets shot at, then they'll mobilize. But if it's gangbangers on gangbangers, they don't consider that to be important. I think all life is important. So the question is, does the phone ping when the cell phone is off? It depends on what apps you have on your phone. And you could still find a way to trace them even when the cell phone is off. Most people don't turn their phones off. And I guarantee you these gangbangers are not turning their phone off. So believe it or not, this information is all public access. You guys can get the story, United States of Surveillance, from the New York Times, and it showed that you can map anyone at any time. This takes trillions of pings. And the brilliance from Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips from TrueTheVote.org, They said, why don't we just go buy all the pings in the metropolitan areas to show whether or not people were visiting Dropboxes 20 times, 30 times, 40 times. And when they did that, were they also going to Democrat organizations to go pick up ballots on the way? And they were able to start to prove this. Now, mind you, the Republican establishment never did any of this. No other conservative nonprofit. A couple dabbled in this. Dave Bossie has done a phenomenal job with his movie. We're going to have him on in a second, which kind of laid the groundwork and the foundation. But the Republican establishment wouldn't be bothered by this. Are you kidding me? Way too sophisticated. And honestly, there's no money to be made. So they're too busy trying to just go run advertisements in states where, yeah, we need to go run an advertisement in Wyoming. Okay, great, sure, whatever, Idaho. And so you put all this together, Katherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips were able to point out, and they gave this to Dinesh and they partnered on the movie, that there were 2,000 ballot trafficking mules that went around to these drop boxes, went to Democrat organizations, went to drop boxes in the middle of the night. 3 a.m., 3:30 a.m., 4 a.m. By the way, there are more than just 2,000 mules. That's just the ones that hit the criteria so they don't get any false positives. So when you start to look at all this, you realize that if it wasn't for Fauci wanting to lock down the entire country, if it wasn't for that being used as an excuse for mail-in balloting, and we tried to warn people, and it was the Republican governors that wanted the mail-in voting. So if you want someone to blame, Republican governors were all in on this. Makes you wonder why. Brian Kemp, Raffensperger, all the most secure election in history. Well, then explain the cell phone pings that we have. We have access to them. And if anyone doubts it, all this will be public access very soon. All of it. When you go look through the data, the cell phone pings are like, oh, wow, that person visited 20 drop boxes. And we have video to support it, by the way. Not only do they visit the drop box, but they're coming out of the car with piles of ballots, which is a felony to do. That alone. You could indict them right now. Why they haven't been indicted, I don't know. No good answer to that. Not to mention, many of these people were from out of state, visiting multiple drop boxes, sometimes wearing latex gloves, dropping off the ballots, taking out the gloves, and throwing the gloves in the trash can as to not be detected by fingerprints when you drop off the ballots. And almost all of them take pictures of the ballots when they drop them into the drop box. Why? Because they want to get paid. Obviously, criminals don't trust criminals. This is just one component of the 2020 election that is now so easy to prove. Yet Republicans say we have to stop talking about this, really? What about it? Should we stop talking? We have the evidence. It's time for attorney generals to start to indict quickly. We're starting to see kind of rumblings of that in Arizona. There's been some indictments in Yuma, and there might be some more that are happening, especially with this whole mule operation that's been set up. Look, there's so much political pressure out there from the left and the woke mob, and it's from the Democrat Party. Our society has ultimately been controlled by cancel cultural elites. Look, we talk openly on this program about what you need to do. And so I am involved, I am invested personally and also through the Charlie Kirk Show to try to do everything we possibly can to try and push back against these Democrats and their lies. And so, look, you can get a signed picture by President Trump himself. Look, I vetted this. It's terrific. And not only will you be taking a stand against the radical left, you'll be entering to win a piece of history itself. All you have to do is text the word VICTORY to 55404 today to enter. That's VICTORY to 55404. Join me in standing up for President Trump and canceling the radical left. Look, here's what we're really doing, though. We're building a grassroots army to push back to try to win the Senate race in Georgia, try to win the Senate race in Arizona. This is paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and I can tell you this. We have got to retire Chuck Schumer. So text right now to win a signed picture with President Trump, VICTORY 55404. Take out your phone right now, free of charge, VICTORY 55404. With us is a great American patriot who has a phenomenal movie out called Rigged, which everyone has got to check out. It's rigged2020.com. That's rigged2020.com. David Bossie is with us. David, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Charlie. Great to be here.
Tell us about your movie. It's getting great response. Looks like it's doing very well. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we just premiered it on Tuesday evening at Mar-a-Lago with President Trump. It's been an incredible response to the film. Rigged is a film solely focused on proving how Mark Zuckerberg funded a plot to defeat Donald Trump in the 2020 election and how he spent $400 million $400 million in the last several months of the campaign, totally off the books, Charlie. No one knew that it was happening. Nobody saw it coming. No federal election laws. It is an outrageous thing, what he did. And a couple of things. One is we have to find out what happened in 2020 to make sure the American people understand why President Trump says the election was rigged and stolen. And two, the second part of that is to make sure they can't do it again, because the left will use any means necessary to win, and whether it's cheating or not.
Yeah, I mean, so let me ask you. So Zuckerberg, it announced he was going to send all this money. And why did Republicans not do anything in Georgia or in Arizona or in Pennsylvania or Michigan or Wisconsin? I mean, Trump's instincts were right. He tried to say something, but the Republican establishment was completely worthless. I mean, who's been held accountable for this?
Well, so far, no one.
Oh.
We're hoping that this film.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Charlie, nobody's been held accountable yet. But our film is about 36 hours old. It is really gaining some traction. We're hopeful that we're going to get the American people's attention. But just like the Hunter Biden laptop story, the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it. The big tech wants to stifle it. So people have to go find out for themselves. So go to rig2020.com, get a look at this film for yourself. It's available right now. And you can understand. And Charlie, let me just run through a couple of facts of what Zuckerberg did. One thing is David Plouffe, Barack Obama's campaign manager, is the chief strategist of the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, where the $400 million originated, number one. Number two is it went to two 501c3 organizations, which are supposed to be nonpartisan. And of course, they give them to two organizations that are run by just radical left-wing activists. It's like Donald Trump putting a bunch of money in an organization and letting, Charlie Kirk and Dave Bossi run it and say it's nonpartisan. It's just not, it begs credulity. It's not able to be believed by anyone. And so my point is they ran $328 million out of the Center for Tech and Civic Life, one of the two 501c3s. $272 million of that money was accounted for in only 160 grants. 160 grants, $272 million. And 92% of that money went to Biden districts across the country. 92%. It was scientific. It was data driven. How and where they spent this money to turn out the vote, to affect drop boxes, to affect mail-in ballots, to affect every aspect of voter turnout in heavily Democratic districts. This was an outrage, and the American people need to find out how this happened. So that somebody can begin to be held accountable.
Yeah, it happened definitely in Georgia because of Republicans, for sure.
Without question.
Yeah, and none of, I mean, look, I'm glad Kemp has a primary challenger, but I'll be honest, David, we know they're going to cheat. We know the Democrats are evil. We know that. But
But
who in the Republican establishment, they all still have jobs. All these people are still there.
Yep. Well, we got to fight, Charlie. Hey, Charlie, one thing you know about me, President Trump's never going to stop fighting. I'm never going to stop fighting. You're never going to stop fighting. We're going to look in Georgia specifically, $50 million of Zuckerberg's money went to Georgia, the most of any state in the country. I wonder why. Is that just a coincidence? I don't think so. 94% of the $50 million went to Biden districts. This is how they put their thumb on the scale. This is why President Trump has said over and over again that that the election was rigged before Election Day. He never had a chance, because when you look at the numbers, you look at 92% of $272 million being spent in Biden districts across the country. If you look at 94% of $50 million in Georgia alone being spent. You look in Arizona, Charlie, in the Biden-funded counties versus the unfunded counties. Zuckerberg's money increased Joe Biden's turnout by 700,000 votes over Hillary Clinton's 4 years earlier. and Joe Biden only won by 10,000 votes. This is an outrage. This money is the reason, in my opinion, the reason that Joe Biden is president today.
Yeah, I just think an important wrinkle, and I want to play a piece of tape here. I mean, so you take Arizona and Georgia. I mean, the governors could have stopped it. They could have called a special session and said, look, we're going to fund our own elections. And Republicans did this. They did. I blame Republicans. We know the Democrats are going to do what they do. But unfortunately, they all still have jobs. Cut 101 from your wonderful movie, Rig2020.com. Cut 101.
Trump received just over 1.6 million votes. But thanks to help from Zuckerberg's money in key Democrat areas, Biden hit Plouffe's target with 1.63 million votes. Zuckerberg's money is documented by CTCL's IRS tax filings. The sole purpose of the grants, according to CTCL, was simply to support safe administration of public elections during COVID. But special counsel Gableman released a report in March of 2022 alleging an election bribery scheme.
Yeah, and so this happened, and happened in all the key states. So I want to any reaction to that, David?
Well, no, there's got to be investigations. There has to be people held to account. And Jeff Landry, the Attorney General of Louisiana, tremendous conservative, tremendous Attorney General, has the only open investigation into the Center for Tech and Civic Life's operation in Louisiana. And what he did just last week, on Thursday of last week, he won a 3-0 court of appeals decision that allows him to move forward with that investigation to get into the discovery phase so he can get the emails and the text messages and the phone records so that he is going to be able to build an investigation out of the facts. He's going to be able to uncover what happened, and then other states can use that as a blueprint to figure out and uncover what happened in their own states.
So let's play cut 102 from movie Rig2020.com, how Democrat turnout surged much more in the jurisdictions. Play cut 102.
In the funded jurisdictions of a battleground state, you're going to see Democrat turnout surge much more than it surges in the unfunded part of the states. The funding made a difference.
There were roughly 2,500 grants awarded by CTCL across the country, totaling some $330 million. Large grants of $400,000 or more totaled $272 million. And 92% of these funds flowed to jurisdictions carried by Joe Biden.
Your reaction, David?
It's just overwhelming, the numbers. It's devastating. How President Trump even won some of these battleground states that are more Republican-leaning is beyond me, because how they were trying to steal this election at every turn. And Charlie, not only did they spend money in the battleground states, they drove up their turnout in California and Illinois and New Jersey and New York, these hard, to win Republican states. They went in there just to drive up the raw vote total. They spent money so that they would be able to say, just like in 2016, we won the popular vote. So they had a multifaceted effort. And to your point, no Republicans stood up. No one stood up tall. And so we're going to have to make changes. Obviously, we can't just allow this to happen.
What changes, what changes need to happen, though? I mean, so what do you think?
Well, we have to have an election integrity operation built into the campaign. And by the way, in the midterms, there's no one campaign, unlike a presidential year. So it has to be run by the Republican National Committee.
But David, correct me if I'm wrong. They've raised tons of money on this. I know donors that gave them that maxed out for that. Do they not have it?
Well, they have the resources to do it. They need to.
No, but they're raising money on it, though. I know donors that gave them a $750,000 check.
Right. Charlie, we do see this. The RNC has to be much more aggressive on the election integrity front. And let me just say, I think there's actually an RNC meeting next week in Memphis, and I will be showing this film to all of the members, trying to get them educated so that they can go back to their states and hold their leaders to account. But I got to tell you, it starts at the RNC for the midterms. We have to have, with the Congressional Committee and the Senatorial Committee, a hand-in-glove operation so that they can't steal this from us again, because they're going to try. We know that they're going to try to do that. Because, well, look, Charlie, with weakness at home and abroad, with inflation, with gas prices, with crime out of control, with open borders, nobody wants to go vote for the Democrats. So we know that. The only way they're going to be able to win is by stealing it.
David, I want to just thank you. This is such an important, and thank you for the courage to call out the Republican establishment. I'm losing my patience. I know a lot of people that have given a lot of money, and they're like, wait, I was told that this is already being done, and I guess it isn't. So the grassroots is angry. They're really angry, and your movie articulates it really well. So, David, let me ask you, have any states banned the use of private money? I've seen some bills in that regard. There's been some movement. Is that right?
There have been, and I'm grateful to see it. Unfortunately, that's what's necessary after this type of rigging of an election. States are looking for how that happened. How did this private money get into the coffers of these local and statewide election officials to pay for employees and equipment that are directly counting the votes on election day, before and after election day? So it is a it's a tremendous problem. And we've had now 12 states, I believe, 12 that have signed laws onto the books that have outlawed it. So Florida, Georgia, Arizona, but even some of those don't go, in my opinion, don't go far enough. But there's also, Charlie, another 5 states that have passed the laws, but 5 Democrat governors have vetoed those bills. And we know why. In North Carolina and in Wisconsin and in Pennsylvania, those governors vetoed the bills. We know that they want to be able to do it again. Even though their state legislatures pass laws, those governors understand they can't win if they don't have that outside money.
This is the way we got to fight, right? So if now states aren't banning them, then Republicans should just go help and finance elections in Republican districts. Like, let's go get turnout to 100% if that's the way it is now. Like, I mean, if states aren't going to ban it, then we should play ball with that.
Well, I think that, look, I agree with you. Just like you, I prefer to ban it.
Oh, 100%.
Outside money. Right.
But I want to win. I don't want to lose to these guys. You know what I mean?
100%. Look, I want to win. I'm a winner. That's what we do. We go out every day and we're going to win these. We're going to win these fights. There's no question whether we have to litigate, whether we're on in a campaign cycle, we're going to win. But we have to know where we're fighting. The problem in 2020 was Zuckerberg kind of snuck up on everybody. This was done in the dark of the night. Okay, even though Zuckerberg put out some notices that said, "Oh, we're going to be giving out some grants," and Zuckerberg's defenders, to his credit, say that a majority of the grants went to red Trump counties of the 2,500 that were given out. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that 2,000 of those grants in $10,000 increments went out. Mm-hmm. It does
exactly
matter,
right,
that 162 grants totaling $272 million went out, and 92% of that went to Biden districts. That's what matters. And doing it in the dead of the night, when nobody's paying attention. The only reason we know about this is that the Center for Tech and Civic Life filed their 990s, their tax returns, this January, just a couple of months ago. And my team dove into those and came up with all of this information in our own investigation. This is all fresh and brand new. This is just being uncovered. And that's why we're giving it to state's attorneys general. We want investigations into this money, how it came about, and was there an organization, in essence, a conspiracy to do this?
About a minute remaining. Any closing thoughts, David?
Well, Charlie, first of all, the work that you're doing in educating the American people every single day, it is so important. And I appreciate you me on to talk about this film. Folks need to go to rig2020.com. Watch this film for yourself. because the mainstream media, just like with the Hunter Biden laptop story, isn't going to tell you about it. They're going to deny it. They're going to say it's a Russian plot. Just remember, everybody, Joe Biden stood on the stage lying to Donald Trump's face and to the American people during a presidential debate and said the Hunter Biden laptop story was a Russian plant. That's what he did. And he knew it wasn't. These people will lie and the mainstream media cover up for them. So if we don't do it ourselves, and Charlie, you continue to do this and lead the way on it, but this is how it has to be done. And people have to watch this movie so that they can educate their family and friends to know better.
Rigged2020.com. David, thank you for the work you're doing. It's phenomenal. It's really important. Everyone check it out. Rigged2020.com. David, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me, Charlie.
Thank you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast by hitting subscribe in the upper right-hand corner. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.